Azure Data Share now supports the ability to share databases in place from Azure Data Explorer clusters with no data movement. Azure Data Explorer is a fast, fully managed data analysis service for real-time analysis of large volumes of streaming data. Joanna is here to show us how in-place sharing works for Azure Data Explorer today on Azure Friday. Hey everyone, Donovan Brown here with another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with Joanna, and she's going to show us about in-place data share with Azure Data Share. Did I get that right?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, very cool. So what is in-place data share?
So first of all, Azure Data Share is a service that we GA'd just last month at Ignite. So Azure Data Share allows you to do cross-tenant third-party data sharing with your customers and partners.
Okay.
It's safe, it's flexible, and it's secure. So one of the great things about data share is that you can actually create a new data share it with your customers and partners. There's no code to write, there's no infrastructure to manage, super easy to maintain.
And you also, we've said the word in place several times. In place sharing as opposed to what other type of sharing?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. So we have a couple of different types of sharing modes. So we're in GA with snapshot-based sharing from Azure Synapse, Azure SQL Database, and Azure Data Lake and Azure Blob Storage.
Okay.
So you can receive a copy of your data in your consumer's tenant. But now the exciting thing that we've now in preview with is the ability to do in-place sharing, which is basically sharing via a symbolic link.
Ah, I see. And then is that in place now supported across all the different data sources you just mentioned in Snapshot, or is it just a subset of those right now?
So right now we're supporting in-place sharing using Azure Data Explorer.
Okay.
And we hope to enable more data sources in the future, but we're super excited about the ability to do in-place with Azure Data Explorer.
Okay, got it.
So the cool thing about that is that you can do near real-time data sharing of your clusters and databases in Azure Data Explorer. So Azure Data Explorer is a great technology for real-time streaming. So if you're streaming through, you know, IoT Hub or Kafka streaming, that's a really great way to gather telemetry, logs, etc. So what we're actually offering today is the ability to share that data that you're gathering with your consumers in near real time.
And the benefit there is that with the snapshot, I have to decide I'm going to take a snapshot, and however long it takes me to get you that data, you're missing that. There's that latency there. But now it's like, you need the data, here's the data, and you're getting it in real time with no latency.
Exactly.
Got it.
Yeah, so some of the scenarios that we're seeing our customers, you know, have a need for this requirement is a lot of organizations may be getting telemetry data into their database, and then they may be sharing that with other departments in their organization. So rather than them bearing all the costs of sharing that data and maintaining the cluster, they can actually have like a chargeback model.
Okay.
Or, you know, load balance if they need to. So for example, if you have, you know, data you're gathering and you're the HR department, for example, and you, you know, you have finance and all these other departments sharing it, they can actually subscribe to your data share and they can receive the data in near real time, but they're going to pay for the compute.
Interesting. Now, we just talked about a scenario where everyone lives inside of the same company, but I would assume that you could use this to also share with third-party companies as well.
That's right, and that's kind of, you know, one of the really exciting features that we're offering as well. So what we have is the ability to do cross-tenant data sharing. So if you're a data provider and you want to monetize your data, or if you want to expand your business model, you can actually share that data with your customers and partners in near real time. So you know, a lot of organizations, they share their data, they may have interesting data that they monetize and they drop that to an FTP site, or they may be backing up a SQL Server database and then, you know, shipping that to their customers. So, you know, there's a lot of administrative overhead with that, standing up FTP infrastructure, having scheduled backups, you know, also the lag between, you know, when the data is received and when the consumer can get access to that data.
Okay. So are you going to be able to show us how to set all that stuff up and how quick that works?
Yeah, I'd love
to. All right, perfect.
Yeah.
Let's see it.
Okay. So here I am with my Azure Data Share resource, which I've already deployed. And I'm going to go ahead and click Start Sharing Your Data. So in this scenario, I'm basically gathering IoT sensor data from a number of thermostats that are deployed all around the building. And what I want to do is I want to share this data in near real time with my data partners. So they're the owners of the building, they want to know what the temperatures are like on average throughout the different rooms in the building. So I'm going to give this share a name. going to be called Thermostat Data. So this is the new exciting feature, the in-place sharing capability. So I'm going to go ahead and create a description so that my consumer knows what I'm actually sharing with them. So I'm going to say Thermostat Data. And then terms of use, they can refer to a contract, and they'll actually need to actually accept these terms of use before they even gain access to the data share.
Okay.
And then here I'm adding data sets. So today we're in preview with Azure Data Explorer. So I'm going to add in the Azure Data Explorer, and I'm going to navigate to a cluster that I want to share data from. So the cool thing about this is that I can actually share an entire Azure Data Explorer cluster if I want to, or I can just share a database. So it's really up to me the level of granularity that I want to share on.
Okay.
So if I was to share on the cluster level, then every time I add a new database to the cluster, the receiver will actually automatically have that new database.
Gotcha.
Similarly, if I add a new table, the data consumer will actually see that new table pop up. Okay. Pretty quickly. So just for the purpose of this demo, I'm just going to add in this one table, and I'm going to give this data set a descriptive name, Thermostat Data.
Okay.
And then in this next screen here, I can add recipients. So the cool thing about data share is that you can share with multiple third-party recipients outside of your organization. So I'm going to add in myself. I'll add in Donovan as well, just for fun.
Okay.
I can add more in, if I choose to. And then once I click create, this is when the data share gets created, data sets get added, and then invitations get sent to my recipients. So at this point in time, I'm essentially waiting for those recipients to accept the invitation. Another really awesome feature of the product is that you can actually monitor the state of an invitation. So right now you can see that both parties that I've invited still have pending invitations, and you'll actually see this change to a subscription once they've created a share subscription to the data that I'm sharing with
gotcha.
Them.
And I can go there and I assume I can revoke them if I needed to, since I know the status of them.
Yeah, exactly right. Okay. So if you decide that you no longer want them to have access to your Azure Data Explorer cluster, you just click revoke. So as the data consumer, so I'm switching hats to the data consumer now, and I have this invitation that I've received. Now, if I'm a data consumer that's net new to Azure, super easy for me to get started with Azure, so I can, create a new free Azure subscription. I can also review detailed instructions on how to actually configure the data share that's being shared with me.
Okay.
So we may make it super easy to use. So now I'm going to switch over into the Fabricam subscription. So Fabricam is the data consumer that's actually going to be receiving this data from me. So if I look at my data share invitations pane, I can see that there is a pending invitation called Thermostat Data. And you can see the company details, you can see the number of data sets that are being shared with me, and you can also refer to the contract, and if I agree to those terms of use, then I can check I agree. If I don't, then that won't actually work, so I won't be able to accept the share into
gotcha.
My data share account. So here I'm actually selecting an existing data share account to deploy this into, but if I didn't already have a data share account as the consumer, I can easily just create a new one by saying create new.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and accept and configure now. So what that means is I've actually accepted that invitation and I've created a share subscription. So the only thing left to do now is to map the data set. So the way that I do that is I go into the data sets tab, and then here I actually map to an Azure Data Explorer cluster, which is in my subscription. So the implications of that are pretty cool because I'm actually going to run the compute in my environment, even though I'm querying the provider's tenant.
Gotcha.
So that's a really cool capability, and customers love the fact that they don't actually have to incur the cost of compute if they're sharing data.
Got it.
So here, I'm just going to select the Azure Data Explorer cluster that I've provisioned for the purpose of this data share, and then I'm just going to click Map to Target.
And this is essentially taking the data that was shared with me and making it look like it's a part of my Data Explorer on my side now.
That's right.
All right, so to me, it's just another table, another database that I have access to that I can manipulate.
Yep.
Got it.
Exactly right.
And then this mapping, when it's done, That's when I get the indication on the other side that this invitation has been accepted and now mapped to a particular cluster.
So once I create a share subscription and accept the invitation, that invitation, the provider knows that I've accepted the invitation.
Okay.
But once I configure the mapping, I actually get access to actually start querying the data.
Okay.
So right now, you can see that the mapping has succeeded, so I'm actually ready to start querying the provider's data. So for me to do that, and you know, some of you might be new to Azure Data Explorer, it's such a great service, particularly for IoT data. If you've got sensor data that you're collecting, telemetry data, log data, it's a great service to essentially stream from different sources. So if I click on this database that's been shared with me, for me to actually gain access, I first need to grant myself permission to this database. So I just go into permissions and then I add myself in. So that's all I need to do to actually get this to be able to start querying that database. So I'm going to add in my alias.
So this is basically saying just because the company has access to the data, not everyone in my company has access to this data. I get to now come in and choose selectively. This data was shared with us, but I only want Donovan, I only want Joanna to actually have access to that data. That's what we're doing now.
Yep, okay. Exactly right. So right now I have a live connection to the provider's Azure Data Explorer. So what I'm going to show you now is some thermostat data. So you can see right now that I can query that data and I can just get a sample of 10 rows. But where this gets interesting is the fact that this is near real-time data.
Mm-hmm.
So if I go to my provider cluster and I can go into that cluster and, you know, let's just have a look at it. So I'm back on the provider subscription at this point in time. So what I want to do is I want to actually demonstrate some live data that's being inserted into my database. So here on the provider cluster, I'm going to go into the occupancy database, which is where my thermostat data resides. And here I'm going to, so you can see I only have three tables right now in this database, in this occupancy database. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to actually create a new table. So This is my provider, and then over here on the right-hand tab, my Fabricam tenant is my consumer, and you can see just three tables right now. So I'm back over to my provider, and if I click run and create a table, and then I insert some data into that table, what you'll find is that if I then switch over to my consumer tenant, I'll be able to see that table as soon as it's actually been created. So it preserves the query. So if I then refresh, you can see that new table has been created already.
Yep.
Now, in addition to that, I've also got, you know, some live data streaming into this occupancy database. So right now you can see that the count of the rows is 310,517. So we have data streaming into this database every 30 seconds or so.
Okay.
So if I query this data again, I should see that number increment. So you can see that the number of rows has incremented to by about four or so.
Gotcha.
So basically, that's Azure Data Explorer in place sharing in a nutshell.
Perfect. So the ability for not only internal teams, but even external companies to be able to share data with their companies and have complete control. And I really like the fact that the person who's consuming the data is paying for it, not the person who's sharing it.
That's right. And just on that point, so if you're a data provider, you actually will incur the initial data I/O read costs,
okay.
But there is a caching policy you can set on the data consumer side where you can, you know, set a certain caching policy so that you only read the data once on the provider side and then you never really need to read it again unless it's updated.
Awesome.
So there is that benefit as well.
Perfect. Thank you so much. We are learning all about Azure Data Share here on Azure Friday.